Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM and here are the top headlines at this hour. Government not planning for more ETFs for disinvestment. JK Tire, others face antitrust scrutiny. Moody's says global uncertainty to weigh on Tata Motors. Pfizer may apply for COVID-19 vaccine use by late November. HCL Tech beats projections, Q2 profit raises 18.5%. Diesel sales exceeds year-ago level ahead of festival. Let's take a look at what really happened in the market today. Metal stocks gained on Friday and banks rebounded to help the benchmark indices bounce back from Thursday's big sell-off. But Nifty 50 still snapped its 2-week winning streak. Sensex rose 0.64% or 254.57 points to 39,982, while Nifty climbed 0.70% or 82.10 points to 11,762, mainly on gains in private bank and top IT shares. The broader market staged a better recovery, the BSE Midcap Index raising 1.05% and Small Cap Index 0.97%. Some 232 stocks dropped by their lower limits compared to 199 that hit upper circuits. There is uncertainty on the market direction in the near term as September quarter earnings season picks up. We caught up with Vinod Nair, Head of Research at Geojit Financial Services, to understand his views on what lies ahead. Welcome to the show, Mr. Nair. What will be the market direction from here on? Will it be in consolidation mode or will the rally resume?
The overall trend of the market is fragile. The market trend has turned weak into a consolidation mode due to high stock prices in spite of lack of required fiscal support and rising spread of COVID impacting economic recovery. The quick bounce of the market to above the last high and near to the pre-COVID level has brought some volatility, which can stay for some more time. For Nifty 50, a strong support is seen at 11,500, limiting the downside in the near term.
Mid-cap IT stocks have seen a sharp correction. What is hurting this pack?
The results of mid-IT sector is likely to be weak compared to the large companies, due to lack of enough traction in demand and client-specific issues. The focus and money is shifting to the large caps, which are adding more stability in their businesses with the strong deals, buyback plans and improvement in digital business.
We are staring at an earnings-heavy week ahead. How do you expect Q2 earnings to pan out?
The outlook for Q2 results is very high. For example, the PAT of all the component stocks of Nifty 50 index is expected to grow by 100% on a QOQ basis and 15% on a YOY basis, in which the sectors likely to perform the best are IT, banks, pharma, chemical, FMCG and cement.
Technically, the occurrence of an inside bar pattern on Nifty's daily chart a day after the formation of a long bearish candle signaled resilience. We have Nagaraj Shetty, technical research analyst of HDFC Securities, to do the chart reading. Welcome to the show, Mr. Shetty. What are the Nifty charts telling you?
Technically, the chart of the Nifty is suggesting the formation of near-term top reversal around 11,200 levels. After a sharp upside momentum of the last 3 weeks, market has formed a reversal pattern at 12,025 levels and slipped into decline. Though Nifty sustained to show some upside momentum on Friday, the overall negative setup is not ruled out. There may be a positive, some element is involved as Nifty could move to 11,850-900 levels in the next one or two sessions by next week. But the Nifty struggling or finding resistance around 12,000 levels can't be ruled out. So the chartically Nifty, the main trend is still intact, but Nifty has showed reversal and signs of some tiredness at the highs and downward correction is likely. There may be some more upside, one or two sessions upside, but Nifty could eventually find resistance at the highs.
What lies ahead for Bank Nifty, considering that it has been one of the worst performers this year?
Banking sector has been an underperformer as compared to Nifty over the last many months, including around six to eight months, as we have seen a sharp kind of a recovery in the VTAC, recovery in the Nifty, and a sluggish upside recovery in the banking sector. Though banking sector has moved up in the recently, but technically showing some kind of strength recently. Recent, if you look at the chart, recent of recent times, the last 1 or 2 weeks, banking sector is slowly picking up its momentum and showing some strength. The overall chart pattern, though it is lagging, promising for further upside for the banking sector. We can observe on the higher highs, higher lows type of positive pattern on the daily and weekly chart, and banking sector is expected to move up further for the next week. And the next important resistance to be watched for the next week for the bank Nifty is around 25,250 level. And if it breaks above, then one may expect it to move towards 26,000.
How do you expect the market to fare next week?
Market for the next week is showing some slight upside bounces post the decline of last Thursday. Nifty, after the form, showing a sustainable upside movement over the last few weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, Nifty showed weakness, showed reversal around 12,000 levels, and Friday showed witnessed a minor upside bounce. We have seen previously the similar kind of a bearish engulfing or reversal patterns, but the market has declined for a bit and showed in a moved in a larger range rather than any witnessing a sharp declines from the highs. Though Nifty declined on Thursday, the outlook for the market could be a range bound with slight negative bias. 11,650 is going to be a strong support for the market. For next week, we hope that we expect Nifty to hold above that 11,600 to 550 levels for the next week, and could one may expect further upside. On the upper side, 11,850 to 900 is going to be a strong resistance for the market for the next week. So net to net, we expect Nifty to move in a range of around 11,600 to 11,900, 950 levels by next week.
Elsewhere, Asian and European markets remain shaky as hopes for a new round of US fiscal stimulus were overshadowed by fresh curbs to tackle a sudden spike in COVID cases. US stock futures ticked up ahead of retail sales and industrial production data. That's all for now. Do check out etmmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.